Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. And Hashem said to Moshe, and more like Kahanim b'nei Aaron, say to the Kahanim, the sons of Aaron, V'yomarta aleihem, and you should say to them, L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. The double lashon of Amir, and more like Kahanim b'nei Aaron, V'yomarta aleihem, and you should say to them. What's this double lashon of saying? So Rashi says, L'hazer g'daylim alaktanim, to warn the g'daylim, to warn the k'tanim. But there's a Medrash Rabbah says, Emor v'yamarta, shtei amiris. You need two amiris. Ha'el yoinim, the malachim, she'en yetzahara motzi b'hem. They don't have a yetzahara. So amira achaz da'ilohem. For them, just saying it once is good enough. Over ha'tachtoinim, the human beings down here, she'yesh b'hem yetzahara. Halavai l'shtei amiris. That even with two amiras, they should be able to be mekayim. By malachim, all you need is one amira, and that's it. They do their shlichus and finished. By tachtoyim, that have a yetzahara, halavai, even two amiras should help. So I saw a pshat based on a michtam elyo. Mardiki michtam elyo, Rav Dessler says that the thing which is most dear to a human being is the ani b'soichi. The egotism, the koyach of ani. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I don't have that self-drive, if I don't have that energy, that self-energy, then mi li. No one's going to do anything for me. Im ein ani li, mi li. The problem is, we don't recognize our ani, and we never are time for our ani. Why? Because we are hijacked by the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah takes over our ani, and the Yetzirah tells us this is what we really want, when it's not what we really want. Notice the Yetzirah convinces us that what we really want is what he really wants. But Be'emes, that's not the Ani. The Ani is what I really want, and I am a chelik alei kamimah. And the mistake of people, Dr. Dessler, is people think that the Yetzirah is a chelik, it's mamash, they and the Yetzirah are one. It's not true. The Yetzirah is an invader. The Yetzirah is a different force within the person, and he tries to convince the person that what you want is what I want is what you want. There's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Nedarim. Shimon HaTzadik said, I never ate from an osham of a nozer tamei, except for once. When was that? Pamachas, one time a person came, he was min hadarim, a person from the south, his hair was down, it was in nice curls. And I asked him, Beni, my son, what did you see fit to become a nozer and to destroy your hair? So he says, Roya Hayisi, I was a shepherd for my father. And one time I was staring into the water and I saw my reflection. My Yetzirah all of a sudden tried to overcome me. He says, go out, you know, leave what you're doing. You could use your beauty, you could use your mahus to do other things. So I said, Russia, Lamatam is Goyaba Ilum Shaina Shalcha. Why are you trying to get yourself, make yourself greater in a world which is not yours? Immediately I made up that I'm going to become a nazir and destroy my hair. So putting this out, Sal, he said, what was his spiles from this nazir? Like, what did he see in this nazir's words that made him so small? He spoke to his Yetzirah like it was a totally different entity. Most of us don't even realize that when the Yetzirah is trying to tell us something, it's really a different being. We think that that's what we really want. Those of Rav Dessler. Yetzirah is someone that tries to ambush us. It's a separate force. Rav Huttner says the hispilus of Shimon HaTzadik was that this fellow realized it. He said, Russia, lamatam is goa ba'olam she'ed ha'shalcha. He said, that's the pshat in this medrash over here. He said, Malachim don't have this. Malachim don't have any foreign invaders. You tell it to him and that's it. But we have that foreign invader within us. Halavai, halavai, that even two amiras should do the job. That's the pshat in this medrash. I once saw a maisa. One of the mayors of Bnei Brak, his name was Rob Boyer. So he sent over a maisa that he used to visit the jails, he used to visit the prisons. So he once visited a prison near Bnei Brak, and he met with a prisoner. And the prisoner tells him, look out that window over there. You see that first wall? See, that first wall is 20 feet high. You see the wall beyond it? That wall beyond it is 30 feet high. You see the spotlights over there, they're able to spot anybody that goes near there. He says, I've escaped this prison 3 times already. So Rav Boyer asks him, so why are you still here? So he says, because I can escape the walls, I can climb over the walls, I can sneak out, but I'm imprisoned within my drug habit. And that I can't climb over. That I'm imprisoned within that, and ultimately I keep on getting dragged back over here. He could scan those highest walls, upper the, that big barrier within himself that he was not able to do. And that's something we have to come to the Hakara to. That the reason why we need two Amiras is because that's a separate entity within us that's trying to hijack us. He's trying to ambush us. They should be holy to their God and they should not defile the name of their God. So Hagaon Rav Yaakov Naiman Zatzal in his Sefer Darkei Musar points out something interesting. The Pasuk is mentioning over here two extremes. They should be holy to their God. And then it goes to the opposite extreme. And they shouldn't be mechalel the Shem Hashem. Like whatever happened to the middle. It's like either this or that. Like what's the pshat? Like why does the Torah mention the two extremes as if the middle doesn't exist? So Zakhtar Yaakov Naiman, he says that the Torah is telling us a very good thing over here. And Avodas Hashem, there's no middle road. Whereas Rav Huttner Zatzal used to say, there's no spiritual Switzerland. Switzerland was like a neutral country. There's no neutrality when it comes to Avodas Hashem. If a person is not careful, if a person doesn't give it his all, then he's liable to fall to the lowest of the low madrigas. So the Torah tells us, Kedoshim Yiyu Lelekeyem. And in that way, you could be sure to avoid the Chilul Hashem. Because if you're not Kadesh, if you don't strive for the highest Madrega Shayach, then a person does not remain in the middle. You know, eventually, he has to fall. This idea is what we on Yom Kippur, by Mincha, we lay in the Parsha of the Arayas. What Shayach is the Parsha of the Arayas, the Yom Kippur, you know, we're holding on such a high Madrega, you know, and now, boom, we have to lay in about the Arayas. Teretz is that the message is given to us clearly. You could be holding on the highest madrega, but if you're not careful to constantly maintain that, by the end of Yom Kippur, we're already pretty much all heft up with tahara. If you're not careful to constantly maintain that madrega, it's possible to sink to the lowest of the low. That's what we remind the person when we lay in the parasha of the Arayas. We find the same thing by Maimon Har Sinai. It says, Leich rei kishiches amcha, soru maher min haderech. Here they're standing on the Har Sinai. Mamish, they're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest madrega. The Baskel came out and said they reached the madrega of Malachim. And all of a sudden, Leich rei kishiches amcha, soru maher min haderech. That's the mitzvahs on this world. There's a spiritual gravitational pull that constantly pulls a person down. And if he's not careful to give it his all, to remain on a high madrega at all times, then the minute he lets go, he's liable to fall l'diuta tachtoina to the lowest of levels. Kedoshim yiyu l'alekeihem v'lo yichalu shem alekeihem ki esishe Hashem lechem alekeihem hem akrivim v'hoyu kodesh. So the Mefarshim ask a question over here. It starts out with Kedoshim yiyu. Why does it have to say Leilei Kehem? Be holy. What does it mean, be holy, Leilei Kehem? What are you adding with the word Leilei Kehem? Second of all, why does it say the word Kadosh twice? Kedoshim Yehu, and then at the end of the Pasuk again, Vahayu Kadosh. So the Netziv says, I'm maybe the Kipshat over here. The Netziv says, the Torah commands the Kahanim to be holy. But then the Torah defines what kind of holiness it has to be. The madrega of this kedusha has to be Leilei Kehem. When you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'shem Hashem, you have to be Kadosh. You have to be on a higher level in Midos. You have to be on a higher level in being Zohar from Tumah. You have to be on a higher level in being Machmir in Halacha. When it comes to Leilei Hayem, to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to be Kadosh. But that's where it ends. When you're handling with people, you can't make yourself more Kadosh than anybody else. If you're going to allow that kedushim to expand beyond the realm of ruchnias, that's not gaiva. You're holding yourself above regular people. So the Torah is magdir over here, kedushim yiyu, when it comes to avodas Hashem, you tak have to be kadosh. But don't allow that to manifest itself with your relationship with bnei yada. They bring down a pasuk in Yecheskel, Kapitel Mem Dalet, it says, Uvitesim al chotzer achitzayna, when the kahanim went out to the outside chotzer, el ha'am, yivshitu as bigdayim ashehema mishor simbam. They took off their begadim, v'hinichu yisam belishkas hakaydesh, v'lovshu begadim acherim, they put on other begadim, v'lo yikachu esram b'vigdayim. They shouldn't, like, chase away or scare off the nation with their begadim. So they ask, the Nesivim himself asks the question, number one, why does the Navi have to give a reason? Don't wear your begadim because you're going to separate yourself from the nation. You're not allowed to wear the begadim outside of the Azar because it's Aser. Why give such a reason? Number two, the Pasuk says they should put on other begadim, pshita. What else are they going to do? You know, they're going to go out without any clothing. So Zaktan Nesiv, the Torah is telling us that after you take off the big day kahanim, you're supposed to wear regular begadim, velovshu begadim acherim, begadim that don't put you above everybody else. When you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're wearing the special big day kahuna. When you leave, velovshu begadim acherim, not begadim that separate you from everybody else. Why? Because that's just going to, you know, discourage people from coming anywhere near you. You're just going to handle with gaivi. You're just going to be, you know, separated from everybody else. So v'lovshu begadim acherim, first they say they're going to put on begadim, but it has to be not doima to the big day kayin. The big day kayin are there l'chavod l'sefares. Why are you doing the avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But when you're handling with the nation, don't wear begadim that's going to put them off, and they're going to think, oh, there's snobbery going on over here, or whatever. So that's why it says over here v'hoyu kodesh the second time. Pasuk is kedoshim yiyu le'elokeihem. Be kodesh only when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're only going to be kodesh to Hashem, but when you handle with people, you're going to be normal. That goof is going to be the biggest kiddush shemayim. You'll be greater in the eyes of the people. It's an eitz tayva also that if you want to be great in the eyes of the people, only be kodesh, only be elevated when you're handling with Hashem. But when you go out to the people, don't act in a snobbish way to set yourself aside from everybody. You do the ma'aser or ma'isha. One of his secretaries, his name is Ramesha Rivlin. But also Yeduah the Geshatchin. Anyway, so Ramesha Rivlin first came on the job. So one of the first days, there's a knock at the door. It was a neighbor. She asks if the Rav could translate a letter of hers from Russian. She got a letter from Russia from her daughter. If you can translate it to Yiddish. So Ramesha Rivlin looks at him. He says, she doesn't have time for all these kind of things, you know. He's busy with Klal Yisrael. Yeah. She doesn't understand. She's been coming every week for who knows how long now, for years, every week. He does it for like, why all of a sudden should things change? This Ramesha, the godly Ramesha, that they said about him that his Torah, he would have been, the Brisk Rav, they say, said about him that in the times of the Chassam Seif, they would have rechnut Zechuda. That's the Brisk Rav saying. You know, and Avraham came, he still had that pashtus, you know, he was not Murim Mayom, he was the Ramesha that was accessible to everybody. Sheishas Yomim Teyosim Malacha, 6 days you shall do Malacha, Uvayayim Hashvi Shabbos Shabbosim, Mikra Kodesh, Kol Malacha Leisasu, Shabbos Yil Hashem B'chol Moshvei Seichem. Baran Sanhedrin Daphne Kesam Adbei says, Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. Guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam, Gradin Perik Yud, Halacha Tes Mehilchus Malachim, he paskins that we hit him, and we punish him, and we tell him that he's Chayiv Misa, but he's not literally killed. He's right to be Chayiv Misa, but we don't literally kill him. So the question is, like, what's that in the Pshat? Like, why is it so chumra? Why do we want... But daf you want the guy not to keep Shabbos. So Moshe Feinstein says, "Selling Sefer Darsh." Moshe says like this: for Klal Yisrael, Shabbos is not just a day of rest. Like people say, Shabbos is the day of rest. That's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos means we rest from Malacha, but it's a time of positive. It's a time to be mizbeinin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created the world in 6 days. It's a time when we have to be mechazik ourselves in emuna and bitachim. That He is the one that gives us parnasa, and He's the one that keeps the world going. And if we stop work for one day, the world's not going to come to an end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. It's supposed to be spent with zmiris and with the Rei Torah and coming close to Hashem. And that's the lashon. The lashon of the pasuk is Vayayim Ashi Shabbos Shabbos Mikra Kodesh. It's a Mikra Kodesh. You're supposed to instill it with Kedusha. That's what Shabbos is all about. A guy doesn't have that asog. By a guy, Ad Rabba, you give him a day off. So what happens on a day off? They drink, and they zayv, then they watch more TV, and more this, and more that, and violence. It's called Minei Zachin, which is Lehepach. And then it says, Abatola Mevi Elidei Shemel. Right? It's a day void of anything constructive, and that brings destruction to the world. I once heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller, he learned in Litta. He used to study everything. He used to study the community, he used to study the goyim around. He says he used to study what used to go on Sunday. Sunday the goyim used to go to church. When they came home from church, they spent their week's earnings in the bar. And then, about 2 hours later, you saw human carpeting in the front of the bar. People laid out on the street in front of the bar, managed human carpeting. He also said that the obituaries in the newspaper were the longest on Monday. The longest obituaries of the week for us, because they had time on their hands, it was given chicken, and they took care of each other, right? So by a guy Lehepach, not utilizing his time brings hashchasa to the world. So Achim Sheshavas is Chayav Misa. That's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei, "Well, in the Sakha Hashem Elokeinu L'goyah Arotzeis is bedavki given to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael knows what to do with it." I saw the Rav of Zichron Moshe. I forgot already his name. This goes back to the 1930s. He said over the following story. He says he once, when he was a bacher, he stayed over in the home of a Pashto Yid. Not a Rosh Yeshiva, not a Rav, Elter Yid. He says he went out of his kelim from the Shabbos that this man kept. He says he felt Kedusha. The fellow looked different on Shabbos. He mamish changed his tzura on Shabbos. It's a flame fire, mamish with zmiris, with teiruah. So he was so mispoly, he asked him, tell me, like, will you zeichet to get such a chinuch to keep Shabbos like that? So I'll tell you a ma'aseh. He says, in my younger years, I was a merchant. I dealt with cattle. I always carried around a lot of money with me. And one time I stayed at the home of Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, the Baramayim Chaim. He stayed at his home for Shabbos. And I had a lot of money with me. So I asked him if he could put it away from me. He says, put it in the safe, and I'll already lock the safe later on. Fine. The violin, he was Isaac and Achon of Shabbos. He totally forgot about it and he didn't close the safe and the money was out in the open. Apparently somebody got in and stole it. Rav Chaim had such terrible agnes nefesh, he fainted. So this Yid walked over to him. He says, Rebbe, he says, listen, I'm not machbid, I'm oichi b'leiv sholem, and don't worry about the money, it's garnished. So he woke up, he says, but I owe you something, I have to do you a taiva, what could I do for you? So I want you to give me a bracha that I can get the same time of Shabbos as you have. Because Rav Chaim, he was the Sidurish Shal Shabbos, you know. They say over on him when he came out of the mikveh, Erev Shabbos, he grew a head taller. That's what they say over on the Baramayim Chaim. I'll tell you something. That's a chassidish. I saw Rav Shlomo Volda, Pillar Plime. Shlomo Volda, when he came to the Mir, so first thing he said, Shalom Aleichem to Rav Yeruchim, he shmooze with him, fine. Came Shabbos by night, by Kabbalah Shabbos, he sees up as somebody walking into the Beis Medrash, and he sits himself down by Rabbi Yeruchim's seat. He's wondering, my high, you know, have a special mashgiach here for Shabbos, you know, maybe it's a different Seder. So he asks someone, who is that Yid over there sitting in Rabbi Yeruchim's seat? He said, what are you talking about? That's Rabbi Yeruchim. He says, he did not recognize Rabbi Yeruchim on Shabbos, he looked like a different person. So by Litvish is shy of the same exact thing, that they're, you know, Pesha Tzura, Velayvish Tzura, they take on a new Tzura. So this Yid got a bracha from Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, he should have the same time in Shabbos as he does. He gave him the bracha, he was able to take it over. But that's the Shabbos of the Yid. But by a guy, it's not Batola, you know, Batola Mevili De Shemo. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al B'nai Yisroel v'yomarta aleihem. Speak to the B'nai Yisroel, you should say to them, Ki sovoyu elo arz asher ani noisin lochem. and you come to the land that I am giving them, uktzartem es ktsiro, you'll harvest its harvest, v'habesem es oimer reishes ktsir kamelakoyim. You should bring the oimer, this is the minchas oimer, which they brought the second day of Pesach, which was matir, the crop of the previous year, which means the crop that they had already harvested months before. It was locked up in storage. They weren't allowed to touch it. Chodesh Osir Min HaTorah, until they brought the Minchas HaOmer. So state in Medrash, the Medrash Rabbah says, Lo Oilam Alti Mitzvah HaOmer Kala Be'enecha. Do not make light of the Mitzvah of HaOmer. Sha'idei Mitzvah HaOmer Zocha Avram Lirish Es Eretz Kenan. Because of the Mitzvah of HaOmer, Avram was Zoicha to Yarsh in the land of Kenan. Hado Dechsiv, I'm giving it to you on the condition, you should keep my bris. The Eza, which one is that? Ze mitzvah sa'imer. It sounds like the mitzvah sa'imer was a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Avos, with Avraham Avinu, with the Avos HaKadoshim. What exactly? Number one, why would I think that the mitzvah sa'imer is kala be'enecha? Number two, what is this inyan of the bris of mitzvah sa'imer? So, out of the Satmar Rebbe, there's a whole arichas over here, I'm not going to go through, but the way I understood a chelik of it is, I'm saying it over in my words, but it's the basic idea, and that is, number one, why would I think Mitzvah Sa'imer is Kalabein Necha? It's matter of the new crop. So it's like Shechita, you shechti, you make something mutter. But that, the Medrash tells us, it's a lot more than that. It's not just being matter the crop. The whole chelik in Eretz Yisrael is totally in this mitzvah, this is a bris that Hashem made. What is the bris? We know that Oivdei Adama, the Avoidus Adama is very detrimental for Ruchnias. Kayan was the first Oivdei Adama, and look what happened to him. He thought that it belonged to him. It prevented him from bringing from the best stock, Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? Because he worked so hard on the karka that he and the karka become one and the same. Shamshon Fuller says that. He said, the Oivdei Adama, he mamish becomes a chelik of the karka. And that's why Kain's Einish was Nova Note Ba'aretz. You're never going to find Menucha on the Karka. Notice, the whole Aveira, the whole Mahus of Kain came about because he became so attached to the Karka. And then eventually, because of that, his Karim wasn't accepted. And because of that, he ended up killing Kain. Hashalav, he said Nova Note Ba'aretz. The Avos HaKadoshim were the exact opposite. They were disattached from the character. There's a pasuk in Parshas Va'era that says, "V'gam hakimoisi es brisi itam, losses lahem es eretz kanaan, es eretz megureim asher garu bo." Zok, the Malbim says in Nifli the Kipshat, why did I give them the land of Canaan? Because they were gerim on the land. They lived up in Shemayim. That's their place of where they live. But down here on earth, they're gerim. They have no shaykhs to the Haaretz. That's why Eretz Yisrael is bedafka mukshar for them. Eretz Yisrael is a land of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael is a land of Nevuah. Eretz Yisrael is a land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. If you're tied down to the land, this is not the place for you. Right. What shows more than anything else that a person is disattached from his whole Avaida? That's Mitzvah Sa'imer. B'derech HaTeva, a person worked on his thing. He plowed and he harvested. He cultivated the land. And then he did all the Avaidas. And he stores it. And then you're told for a number of months you can't have any shaykhus to it. That's the biggest disattachment from the land that shows that I'm not like Kayan, I'm like the Avos HaKadoshim. I'm not so attached to it because I'm attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu. B'schus this mitzvah, that shows you're disattached from the earth. You're living up in Shemayim. B'schus that, you're going to be Zoicha to Eretz Yisrael. And it's Takim Arumis. The Gama Kimoisi as Risi Yitam, Losses Lahem as Eretz Kenan, as Eretz Megureim. The bris is that you're Gerim in the land. You're not attached to the land. The mitzvah of Omer, it shows more than anything else you're not attached to the land. Because that, I gave it to Avraham Avinu. Usfartem lochem imachros haShabbos. V'yayim aviyachem esayim ratzuvu. Sheva Shabbosos tamim is tiyen. It's a davar yadua. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the inyan of counting the days of Svira is because we're counting towards Matan Torah. When something exciting in your life happens, a chasen, if someone's getting married in the family, another 4 weeks left, another 3 weeks, another 2 weeks, we're counting towards Kabbalah HaTorah. So the famous question asked this, why do we count upwards? should count downwards. You know, it's 4 weeks left, 3 weeks left, 2 weeks left. So the simple answer that's given by the Svarim is, because it's not merely a countdown, each day represents a new madrega that we're kind of, you know, in the Musar Yeshivas, they used to say that 48 days is a Knegin Menchas Dvarim, Shatayr Niknizvan, and the 49th day they used to chaser it all over. You know, the Bali Kabbalah says 49 madregas of Kedusha, Netzach Shevahoid, Haichu, whatever that means, it all represents different madregas. However, I saw a pshat brought down to Shem Agoyin Rav Eliyahu Stern. And he says the following. He says, why is it that the Mincha Sa'imr was made out of Sa'irim, and the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos was made out of wheat? So the Marsha says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, when we first came out of Mitzrayim, we were on the Madrega of a Behemah. We were on the Mentesh Shari Tumah. So Sa'irim is Meichel Behemah, and that represents the Madrega that we're on right at the beginning of Pesach. But as we progress, and as we work our way onwards and onwards and onwards, and finally we reach the Madrega of Matan Torah, then we bring a carbon of wheat. Chazal say, when does a kid have his das? When he eats wheat. When he's ready to eat wheat, that's when already the das begins to fill in. Shema, you know, there's a connection that wheat is Meichel B'nai Adam. So that's why the Mincha Sa'irim, the beginning of Pesach, was the Madrega of Behema, and Shavuos we're holding on the Madrega of B'nai Adam. So this Rav Eliyahu Stern says that's why we count Lefi the Omer. Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer, we're a day away from being a Behema. We're a second day away from being a Behema. We're a third day away. And Memela, we're being Ma'ir ourselves. That Memela, we're on a high Madrega, and more is expected of us. And that should encourage us. It should be Ma'ir us that you should prepare more Lefi the Dagas B'nai Adam. I'm less of a Behema. I'm weiter less of a Behema. I'm weiter and weiter and weiter. That is why we count Lefi the Minchas Omer. I just want to say over one more thing, an interesting thing that I saw brought down on the pasuk Sheishes Yom Teyosam Alacha Uvayayim Hashish Abba Shabbosayim. The Chido says that the Kadmonim asked an interesting shaila. There's different time zones in the world. When Shabbos here, it's not Shabbos there. Different countries, Shabbos is different. So up in Shamayim, how are they kaveya when Shabbos is? You know what determines up there what Shamayim is? So they came to the conclusion that Yerushalayim, since it's the center of the world, so Yerushalayim is kaveya where, when Shabbos really is, that is the real Zman of Shabbos. So I was thinking it could be according to that. If you look in the Lachodaydi, we say Migdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumitzi Mitoich HaFecha. We're addressing Yerushalayim. Hisnari Meyofer Kumi is referring to Yerushalayim. Like, what's the connection? Lefidus, it comes out very good because the Kfiyas of Shabbos comes Aidei Yerushalayim. So we're calling out to get up. Livshi Bigdei Sefar Teichami. A good Shabbos, everybody. What?
Where do you live, Mechaba? You live in Tzvat?
Who's this?
Mechaba Bokhadeidi, where do you live?
Yeah, you live in Tzvat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like my lady Al-Khalis.
Maybe it's not.